All right, I want to take up here with great rapidity the processes from bottom to top that we have so far found and have been effective, and some additional data in running them. And first is the process dynamic straight wire, which came last. The way to do a survey on dynamic straight wire is approximately in this fashion. You ask the person to describe the dynamics from 1 to 8. We don't care about them being sequitur and Dick's trick of breaking them up. Asking about 1, 7, 2, 8, any way you want to break it up, we don't care. Okay, he was running them 1, 8, 2, 7, 3, 6, 4, and 5. Now, you ask a person to describe each one of these dynamics. You're watching an E-meter for change of pattern. Therefore, you have to carefully isolate the change of pattern, the pattern, before you can tell whether or not the pattern's changed on the E-meter needle reading. But more important than that, you're looking for a dynamic that he makes mistakes while he's trying to describe, a dynamic he cannot describe, a dynamic that won't even approach, or is very leery of, and his statement is confirmed by the E-meter reading. In other words, you've got the statement of the PC in this particular analysis being stacked up against the E-meter reading all the way through in an analysis or diagnosis for dynamic straight wire. All right, then we go all the way through asking for a terminal on these dynamics, and we finally get a repeat. We will. Asking for terminals on these dynamics, we'll get the same dynamic to read again. Now, the basic rule which sorts this out is any dynamic which doesn't clear by two-way comm has to be run. Simple as that. Any dynamic which doesn't clear by two-way comm has to run. So, therefore, if you've got two or three dynamics jammed up, you can hope that two of them will clear up, leaving you with the remaining dynamic. But this is not the criteria of what you run. It's another stable datum. Don't run a terminal that is totally unreal to the PC. Another stable datum comes on top of it is never run a terminal that's sensible. Never. If the terminal belongs on the dynamic, you can almost say you'll get nowhere running it. So you're looking for terminals that they give you for a dynamic which don't belong on the dynamic at all. Now, if that terminal is real to the PC, you will get a tremendous change in the case. But if that terminal is totally unreal to the PC, and if it does belong on the terminal, why, you're not going to get any change on the case. Why run it? Might as well run some other process. All right, so we have several conditions by which the diagnosis on dynamic straight wire works. And I've done enough of these now and run enough of them, isolated enough of them, gotten the conditions of change on enough of them to realize that every time you changed the case, you had, one, a person who couldn't describe the dynamic accurately or who made mistakes while trying to describe it, a person who gave you a non sequitur or erroneous terminal for that dynamic. The dynamic was fairly, the terminal was fairly real to the pre-clear, although it didn't belong there. You ran that and it opened up track like mad. What have you got here? You've got a terrific identification. You're trying to undo identification that's lying right on the top. Well, this tells you then that it's neither a long process nor an invariable process. Given enough skill, you could undoubtedly find one of these on every case. Given enough skill. But it's limited by auditor skill. Furthermore, it gives auditors a chance to chop up PCs, and it gives auditors a chance to write script, so therefore this one has liability. And auditors have been writing script like mad. We had one particular case where the PC couldn't say any terminal on the seventh dynamic, so promptly the auditor jumps in and takes the nearest related thing to the seventh dynamic, Thetan, that he could get, which was ahead, and ran ahead, and the PC had nothing to do with it, and then they wondered why the case didn't advance. Now, you have auditors who are letting the PC choose. In other words, you have auditors who actually believe that a PC is permitted power of choice in an auditing session. And this is the biggest bug I have found existing at this instant in this ACC. That one's a blinker. They're probably not telling you this, but they think a PC has power of choice. They don't know these things. One, that it's got to be nutty if you're going to run it. If it makes sense, why run it? They're looking for a wrongness in the PC. And they believe that the PC knows all about his own case and could straighten it out all by himself. And that the auditor is an unnecessary adjunct. Now, there are several people around here doing auditing who believe this, and this is a great compliment to their faith in human nature, but it's certainly no value in an auditor. PC has no power of choice at all. The one that the PC would never choose is the one you run. I'll give you an example. You had a PC down in Unit 4 who gave three terminals on the 8th dynamic. Three terminals on the 5th dynamic. One of these was a mountain. So the PC was given the power of choice as to which one to run, and of course came up with a cat. So they've been sitting there running cats. Well, cats happens to be right, so why straighten it out? The process is aimed at straightening out something. Obviously, the mountain is wrong. PC is totally stuck on the idea that there's a mountain on this. We found a mountain on the 8th dynamic on another case that hasn't been running. The case in the 3rd unit. And the case had been running metal on the 6th dynamic. So what? Metal belongs on the 6th dynamic. Why run it? Get the idea? But the auditor had found a mountain on the 8th dynamic. Of course, everybody knows God's a mountain. That's obvious. Now, this was the one to hit. And where you find these people out of session, it's because nobody has trailed down a nutty dynamic. When they're out of session on dynamic straight wire, they're not interested in it at all. They're just not running an identification. They're running something reasonable. And at once, the biggest liability of auditors is that they are reasonable and that they write script and write in reasonable reasons for it all. And they're trying to audit out unreasonability out of people, and these two things just don't go together at all. All right, next process up the line is selected person. Selected person overts. Selective terminal who is real to the PC. And as you undercut the process, it comes closer and closer to PT. The person has to be closer and closer to PT the more you try to go downscale on the process. The person chosen. But the person must be real. That's a criterion there. And the next thing about it is you must flatten off several of the people. And the basic reason for this is to prepare an individual to own up to some responsibility for his own actions. Unless he can assume some responsibility for his own actions, he won't do anything in an auditing session. So that's the one that cures. Now, the next one, general overts, is much less efficacious when it has not already been undercut by selected person overts. The individual just goes on and on with sweetness and light. Now, the auditing command for selected person is recall a time you did something to blank, the selected person's name. But that is undercut by the auditing command, think of something you did to blank or you have done to blank. Now, the reason why you say think is these people are very chary of owning up to anything or accepting any responsibility out in broad daylight in front of God and everybody. So you run think. And you've got a lot of people who are having a rougher time who won't own up to their own lives and can't take responsibility for them on the 3rd dynamic, but can take responsibility for them on the 1st dynamic. And this is a dynamic selection. So think undercuts the recall. Now, the next one up is, as I said, the general overt act, which is recall a time you did something to somebody. Now, there are other things which other phrases and so forth could be used for this sort of thing. Well, we're interested mainly here in people. We're not too interested in messed in the remaining four dynamics. That's why it's to somebody. And they'd splatter all over the place. If you said something, you would probably get the remaining four. So there's probably an alternate command in here if you wanted to run the other four dynamics. You'd say, recall a time you did something to something. And that would possibly include a little more scope. Now, the next one up the line from this is not as straight. Why, recall a time when you implied something was unimportant, and that we find is best run on an alternate basis with the next auditing command, recall a time when somebody else thought something was important. Those two commands are alternated, one after the other, and you get these cases that are in a jam. These cases aren't terribly real to me, which is why I very often do this. A case can't flow in one direction any length of time. I find rather hard to believe. Although I myself have some subjective reality on a flip-flop command on some very tough process. But I don't consider this one a very tough process. Now, this is the direct cure of not-isness. And where you have a case that is running a bad not-is, the process can evidently be invalidated or not-is when the individual is out of session or overnight. Because this is what the process cures. These are the people that the process works once on and never works again. Now, all of those people that it works once on, where a process works once, and then you have to have a new process, actually are not-ising so badly that they can't duplicate. And not-is, of course, is a mechanism to prevent duplication. So you cure, not duplicate. But a case can be made to appear that the process has gone awry. By simply somebody tells you to get along wonderfully with the process, the PC in question says, I was getting along badly, therefore it's not a good process. He not is as the process comes back into session again. Well, the cure for it is not is straight wire. Now, all of these processes, these straight wire processes, run best with an E-meter with the question when. However, this takes up a little bit of time, and a jammed up case and so forth does make headway. And about the only reason we came off time is because auditors were using time to harass. It's not that it isn't best to run it with time. It is best to run it with time. The muzzled fashion of running here is recall a time, so on, when. Guy says he did when. All right, the next response on the PC's part is, I don't know. Then the auditor goes into action. Now, when you hound them, and mix them up, and twist them up, and mess them up with time questions, all that's happening is the auditor's really dramatizing his own confusion about time, and he probably wouldn't accept the PC's answer if it was 3 o'clock, September 2nd, 1958. See? He just wouldn't accept that answer. And it's just another reason to chivvy him up. All right. Now, we've been making very good headway here. That's enough of the various processes we've been running, just giving you a fast review because we might have had some variation or so on. Does this that set of runs more or less agree with all right? Now, muzzled auditing is very severely this. You'd have to call an E-meter use of and when half unstrapped because you already let the guy go. Now, muzzled auditing is severely just this. The auditor utters the auditing command, the PC answers it, and the auditor says, all right. The PC originates, the auditor nods. And let's make this a very severe definition of what we call muzzled auditing. Now, when you let them go a little bit and give them an E-meter and when, by my experience and observation here, in the 21st, they just go for broke. I mean, it's something like you cut two strands of the three-strand rope, and they quickly bust the other strand. In other words, it's muzzled or nothing. And where you have somebody who's doing any chop-up or stacking up ARC brakes in any way, you actually have, as your best answer, muzzled. And muzzled is muzzled. And so then you can't say when either. Because evidently, if you give them when, then they can go for broke. And they can use when and the answers thereof to chop up. Now, we did try to install a muzzled when. For my money, it has been successful. We've had one of our people at least exceed this at once. Just that he was let open his mouth starts the machine. It's all right for you to say when. It's all right for you to say when, you can say to this auditor. It's all right for you to say when. Right away, he says, well, I've got to do something else, so forth. Now, we've even found that muzzle auditing wouldn't go on this one. I'll repeat the auditing command. You can't even let him do that. You can't even let him say, I'll repeat the auditing command, because it has been used to invalidate the PC. We have a case, an auditor. He's not an auditor, he's a case. And every time the PC answered the question, the auditor says, I'll repeat the auditing command. And the PC tries to answer the question again, and he just uses it as a non-acceptance. So it can't go as part of muzzled auditing. That so far has been my observation. This may be very, very harsh. A very harsh look, but I feel from what I've observed has been justified. Do you have anything you'd like to add on this, or any comments you'd like to make regarding this?
Yeah. I think if you drop all the PCOs and command of them, you also drop any possibility of the auditor. We have two evils. The preclear doesn't answer the auditing command, but gives an elliptical answer to a command that was not given. Happening a lot. The auditor does not have the privilege of saying, I will repeat the auditing command. He's in the position of having to acknowledge a non-execution of the actual auditing command.
I've got an answer to it. Call the instructor. Just that. And just let the session sit there and bake until the instructor can come around to it. I've already seen, you see, that it just wouldn't work on the half unmuzzled basis. All right, we've got another condition here of, as I've already mentioned, reasonability. People have been writing script on the PC's engrams to some degree. This is a great evil. And those people we have turned loose, and those people who are running engrams and are saying that sort of thing, are doing pretty good. And some of them are writing a bit of script. And the main thing they're not doing is picking up the motivator. There are a couple of them stalled around here, and I'm sure stalled down on motivators, which went by our immediate observation. Pardon me, rewrite that. They're stalled down on overts. I took a reverse look at a PC. They aren't running the overt, aren't finding the overt. Now, there's a rule with regard to this, is when they cannot easily find or run the overt, take them right straight on down to dynamic straight wire. That's right. Because these people are not owning up to their own responsibilities, and that means that they've been, either the case has changed over to an area of responsibility, or there's other words. You've got a situation here which is individual has dropped out responsibility factors to such a degree that he can't be trusted. As soon as they get, you see, when a person won't own up to his overts, you've got an irresponsibility of great magnitude. Well, this then goes hand in glove with failing to answer the exact auditing command, failing to execute an auditing command, and so forth. And that can happen while running engrams. All right, the engram commands we're using are as follows. What part of that incident can you confront? Is that correct? What part of that incident can you be responsible for? Right? What part of that incident can you confront for how long? What part of that incident can you be responsible for how long? And then we've got all of those sorted out, each one run until it is more or less flat. We run, find an unimportant part of that incident. By incident, we mean both the overt and the motivated. An engram is some portion of an incident containing pain, consciousness, and exteriorization. But the whole incident would consist of the overt and motivated, which belong together. Therefore, we may find them running thousands of years apart. Nevertheless, bundled up and identified with great thoroughness. Okay? Any question about that? And we're running that simply with a kind of an understood acknowledgement in most cases. And we're trying not to make this a sharp tone 40 because we're driving the pictures away. And some of these people are still doing this to some slight degree. Their acknowledgements are a bit too good and tend to make the engram a little bit vanish. That is a common thing. Now the next thing that we're faced with in this ACC is inability of the student to accept the fact that a case changes. Therefore, this must be stressed. This must be stressed. Why are you auditing a case if you don't expect it to change? Now, they go on auditing somebody day after day and actually downgrade the case again by giving it the same careful treatment, you know, sort of careful, like you're still crazy, and the auditor has not noticed that the PC is now doing pretty much all right, and this gets into an ARC break situation. One more process that I haven't mentioned is ARC break straight wire, which we are not using merely because it's lengthy, not because it isn't good. For my money, dynamic straight wire, cleverly done, takes a case apart at the seams. We'll start almost any case. Selected person, straight wire, on overts, will bring up the responsibility of a case where he could be trusted to run. An ARC break, straight wire, is the one that lays open the track. The only trouble is I've seen it run for 50 hours. It's a long process, but it's a valuable process. Now, there is a final process here that is the center process that processes anybody and not. It's not a very clever process. It's clever to the degree of what it's doing. But it is the process which is the thinking process of SCS. Now, the thinking process of SCS would be a very valuable thing to have because the assertion of control is your biggest point out. Now, the reason auditors can't audit, the reason cases can't run, the reason valences happen and so forth had to do with handling people. We take an old process here, remodeled, and we find that we do have a very fast, wound-up doll, muzzled auditing process that can kick the living daylights out of a case. And we're going to add that in on this ACC, if you think it'd be a good idea. That process is simply this. Think of an identity you could handle. Think of an identity you couldn't handle. Or think of an identity that could be handled. Think of an identity that could not be handled. This is the SCS control process. Thinking version. Now, you didn't ask him to mock it up. You didn't ask him to invent it. You didn't ask him to lie about it. And to that degree, it's an as-ising process. But this is their old morale booster. Now, however many cases this can be run on, I can't tell you at this stage. But I do know that this is the anatomy of those cases in group one, since what study I have given them so far displays their greatest unreality to be the unreality of control. They demonstrate a hectic attitude toward the PC because of an anxiety about controlling him, or an apathetic attitude toward the PC because they know they can't control him. Now, the whole subject of valences finally shook out here just a day or so ago, and I hasten to tell you about it. And that's this. PCs have been on the whole track through sufficiently arduous nonsense. Bar Slykus, everybody got worked to death. Produce, 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 work, 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 you know. Space opera, where control was, oh, Jesus Christ, wow, you know, just wham. Total effect. Every place on the track where everybody has gone haywire, they've had to make a total effect on people. So a PC who is having a bad time has as his central goal an individuality that cannot be controlled. And this is why most of these lower scale people want to be clear. They don't want to be not controlled, they just want to be absent. Now, this is also the reason why some people, although they say they're willing to clear people, are unwilling to. Because a clear is something you can't handle the way they think of handling somebody. So they become unwilling to make somebody clear, so they'll chop it up somewhere along the line. And there was and is a reasonable reason underlying this obsessive chop-up that some students do of a PC, and why the moment the PC starts to make a gain, the auditor comes up to you with great unhappiness. He himself wants to be clear so that he can't be handled. But if he knows he can't be clear, then he adopts an identity that can't be handled. Now, various societies at various times have various things that can't be handled. And they get stuck with these solutions. It's almost a rational solution. They adopt an identity that can't be handled, and that's what's sitting in the PC's chair. And what's sitting in the auditor's chair is somebody who knows damn well that the PC could never be handled. And so it doesn't matter what he does. Or he's goddamn well going to handle his PC if he goes knock his block off. You get the idea. You've got mis-emotional responses to handling a PC, and that's about all there is to it. This comes out as one of these horrible simplicities. Now, we had a lot of stuff on identity and inventing identities, various types of identities. We also had processes long ago on handling people. What could you handle? What couldn't you handle? And that sort of thing. What could you change? What couldn't you change? That sort of thing. Well, now that all adds up to this process, and this is a process which works much faster than SCS, and that is the auditing commands I just gave you. Now, which are the best auditing commands? Not yet decided. You can either run the PC at cause or run him sort of generally. And probably the general process is think of an identity that could not be handled, and think of an identity that could be handled, run alternately, one command after the other command, probably undercuts the other one, which is think of an identity you could handle, think of an identity you couldn't handle. Now, it sounds very bad to say you couldn't handle. That's a negative process. That's why it has to be sandwiched in right along with the positive process. The funny part of it is it doesn't totally run on the positive process, because the PC has a private ambition, and that's not to be handled. They don't want to be controlled very well. So you got to run that damn negative process in on the other side of the positive process. Now, this one has, and I have been working here very hard, trying to find a process that would wound up doll. And if I could find a process that would run like a wound up doll, why, we would have it made. We have got a process that'll run muzzled. Only you'll have to give the PC just the commands and nothing else, and just a nod to the origin, and get the instructor to straighten out any vagaries which occur, and you will probably have to get the auditor to write it dull, because this one he's going to as is and muck up. It's too close to home. I don't know that there aren't PCs here who would flub on this process. It very well may be. They might answer something else or go over the hills and far away, but it's a direct challenge, and it should run on them pretty far down. We will know more about that later on. I just want to give you a summary of techniques and processes being used in this ACC and see if we had a review, if we had any comments or arguments concerning it. Okay?